Let's stand together, if you will. Let's just bow our heads as we open the service. Precious Lord Jesus, oh God, I love you, Lord. So thankful that you've called me, Lord, and put that desire in my heart to gather and to fulfill your word. Lord, with great anticipation, knowing that you're going to speak to us, you're going to be here with us, walking amongst us, Lord, and fulfilling and meeting our needs. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. Pray, Lord, now as we have gathered, Lord, that you would just have your preeminence in the service. Bless us each and every one. Lord, and may everything be said and done please you, Lord, to glorify your name. We ask all this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to sing in our capstone life books, if you would. Page 19. Kneel at the cross. Amen.
Kneel at the cross. Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. List to his voice. Leave with him your care and begin life anew. Kneel at the such disgrace.
ask yourself that question, saints. Who am I? Why did he love me so? Oh, I love him, saints. So thank for what he done for me. Amen. In our only bleed books, page 37. Hallelujah. So thankful what he's done for me. Pray that he'd have his way in my life. Amen. Have thine own way.
Thank you.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we sing these hymns, Lord,
yes.
Oh, Lord, what you've done for us, how you've placed that desire in our hearts, that gene, Lord, that cries out to you. Oh, Father, then you paid the price that we could not pay. Lord, you've done it all for us, Lord, and we're so appreciative. Now, Lord, even at the, Father, as we walk this life, Father,
yes.
Aches and the pains and the problems we come up with, Father, you've even took care of those for us. On the cross, you took stripes. Father, all the things they've done to you, Lord. But, Father, it was all for us.
Yes.
And we are so appreciative. But, Lord, what kind of appreciation would it be if we would not accept what you give us? So, Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for meeting our needs. Lord, for saving us. Oh, Father, it's all your glory. And truly may we honor you by testifying of your goodness in our lives. Father, Lord, as the remainder of this service, Father, we ask that you would just bless us. Bless us with revelation. Lord, and may the speaker feel our pull, Lord, our hunger. Make it easy on him, we ask. All these things in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated.
Amen. Somebody have a special or something on your heart? Josh?
Page what?
8.
Strength when I am weak.
sing the little chorus while we're standing. Only believe. Amen. All he's done for you, saints. If you don't believe his word.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Glad to be here this evening.
Yes,
we're having a heat wave. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Oh, isn't it so wonderful to know that
yes.
we serve a living God. Amen.
Yes.
And each one of us has come and give our time to come this evening and together around God's precious word.
Yes,
and I believe if we come with our hearts open, something will be said that will strengthen us and
yes,
encourage us,
amen.
Not because of what I have or what I can say, but because God's word is spirit
yes.
and it is life. Amen. And oh my, it truly is inspired glory. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this time you've given us. For Lord, each day is precious. And each moment you give us, Lord, together is precious. And we ask you, Lord, to take your precious word tonight that you've laid upon my heart to renew our hearts to. And Lord, just help it to sink into our hearts and may it continue to just gel together with the things that we've been hearing, Lord, to cause us to draw closer and to continue pressing on to what you would have for us. And just remove me out of the way, Lord, and just let me be a mouthpiece and bless your word to our hearts, Lord, and as you alone, Lord, can make it real and make it rejuvenate into our hearts, Lord, and to have meaning. And we ask you, Lord, for revelation and understanding greater of each and every word that you've spoken. And we ask it in your precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn over to the book of James. Amen. As you pray, if you haven't forgotten the things our pastor's been speaking on. And you know, as you don't want to, what I'm going to bring is not going to get into his message. But maybe some of the things I'll read, he might read later. But I pray that it's kind of like the mashed potatoes to whatever you would eat mashed potatoes with, so to speak.
Yes,
you know, you
yes.
just, God's word accents itself in all manners.
Yes.
And so we're praying that every word is, we just renew our minds to these things in the manner that the Lord laid this on my heart, thinking about it. And just as you read these things and how it does just gel together to kind of go together to make a bigger picture in our hearts. Amen.
Yes.
But here in James, and let's read. Starting at second chapter, very familiar. And we'll start about the 14th verse. And these scriptures may sound a little back and forth because Brother Branham taught a lot of messages surrounding these things, but I just kind of want to draw a little picture tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. But yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
Mm-hmm.
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect?
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
Mm-hmm.
You see how that works. You see then by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. May the Lord bless you, where you may be seated.
Amen.
So thankful in this day in which we live, you know, many people are still so confused by what James wrote and what the prophet Paul wrote.
Yes.
and they think they contradict one another, and we'll read that. Let's just turn over and read in Romans, the fourth chapter, and I had heard a minister that's not in this message, but he was kind of contradicting this. This was kind of something that he didn't understand, and by God's grace, God so graciously sent us a prophet to break the word down to us and to show the placing of this. And that kind of thought made me start thinking a little bit along the lines of what my thought is. But here is, as the Paul put it, and about fourth chapter of Romans in the 16th verse. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, and not to that only which is of the law, but to also that which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. And before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which are not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it wasn't written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Amen. Amen. So as we see is thing and to see it into place, and if let's go ahead and we'll just put these scriptures in our hearts. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, back over here where we're, I just can't help but get away from it. I was trying to stay out of that chapter. So I know our brother is trying to bring things. I thought, well, it just you just got to read it. That's all there is to it. So if nothing else, it'll be fresh in your heart. Yeah. Amen. Amen. But we'll just catch it very quickly as our pastor's ministered on these things in the past, but just to put it fresh into our hearts and to think about it. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than that of Cain. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. And then drop down to the 7th verse. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. And by faith, he sojourned in the land of promises, in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and the heirs with him of the same promise. Yes. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Mm-hmm. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. And we'll drop on down over to, by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both of his sons. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. And as you look at each one of these things, as it was something was revealed to them, yes, amen, their body began to manifest. Yes. And an action, mm-hmm, came forth from their mortal body. Amen. Wasn't just a testimony in their mouth, right, but their body went into action to prove, amen, what they believed. Yeah. And you know, Brother Branham, just, and like I said, if nothing else, it would just be a lot of things to place in your heart this evening. It may seem like a little bit of a shotgun, but yeah, herein works as faith expressed, paragraph 105. Brother Branham said, faith is a revelation from God. Faith is a revelation, and that's where I want to stay there just a moment. It's a revelation. He has revealed it to you by his grace, and it's nothing you did. You didn't work yourself up into faith. If you ever have faith, it's given to you by the grace of God.
Yes, amen.
And God reveals it to you. Therefore, faith is a revelation.
Yes.
And the whole church of God is built upon revelation. Mm-hmm. And with that, just think, as Jesus said in John 14:26, howbeit when the Holy Ghost shall come, which the Comforter shall come, which is the Holy Ghost. He will teach you all things and guide you into all truth. So I didn't take the time to read it. And then if you want to turn with me to Romans 10 and 17 and just catch this as Paul said it here. As we think about the times back as the prophets and God speaking, and you look at each one of those that has happened, and you know, someone might have the thought, well, if God spoke to me lip to ear, if he come down and showed me, well, I'd do right what he said. But in Romans 10 and about the 13th verse. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for as Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So faith cometh by the hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Amen. And I want you to think just for a moment about, you can go back to even when Jesus was here and he told the disciples to go to the upper room and to wait till they'd be endued with power from on high. And so they heard his voice, they heard the instruction, and they went and they obeyed. And when the Holy Ghost came back upon them, the word was put into action, it was put into life. What was revealed was faith revealed to them, what had taken place to them in that upper room. And when they come down out of that upper room, that's why Peter could preach the sermon that he preached. And with the reality, amen. So think about it like this in the Message Influence, February 15th. This was preached in 64, Brother Branham speaking on paragraph 148. He said, the people at the day of Pentecost, when Jesus told them to wait up there, they would come down. And when the Holy Ghost came down upon them that day of Pentecost, when they were influenced by the word of God made manifest. Remember, Jesus said, wait at Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And they waited, not 8 days, not 9 days. They waited 10 days until the promise was made manifest. And the Holy Ghost fell and divided itself, tongues of fire set upon each of them. And while they were influenced by the Holy Ghost, they went into action, staggering like drunk men, screaming, speaking in tongues, and out into the street they went. But he didn't stop right there. He says, and they said, they are full of new wine. And Peter stood up and he said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it'll come to pass in the last days. What did it do? It put him into action. But it'll put you into action if you haven't got it. It'll put you into action when you see the word of God fulfilled. And what we've seen in these last days ought to put us into action. It should do it. It would, if we would just do it with reverence and humility, the pillar of fire before Paul put him into action. And today, when we see the same pillar of fire by science, by its results, by what it promised, making the word in these last days come to pass exactly, it should put us into action. That the sign has been given, as it was in the days of Sodom, just before Sodom burned, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. He'll be manifested again, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It ought to put every member of the body of Christ into action, getting everything in you can, because this is the last hour, it's the last call. Word by word, it's been fulfilled, and it should surely put us into action. Amen. And how with the revelation of God's word, as you look and see what God's word did to all of the examples before us, when it was revealed to them, and when they understood what was taking place, Their actions was bearing proof. And you think about Brother Branham in the message, I believe it was in Christ as the Mystery of God Revealed, where he said, if you say he's been revealed to me in your life, you live anything other. Your life doesn't produce anything else other than what's in this Bible. You got the wrong revelation. And oh my, how that ought to just stir our hearts as we see the reality of God's precious word. And how you say, well, I don't know, but I was just thinking, you know, as I was reminiscing back over people I've had the opportunity to meet, and and people that's maybe done and passed on. But they set out on a journey. God showed them, revealed their word to them, changed their life, brought them from wherever they may have been, and set their feet on a path. And you watch those people that thumped and anchored in their hearts. You watch a true sister that really was on fire. Trends of the world would come and trends of the world would go, but their love and their understanding of what God wanted from them held them true and faithful. No matter what the church went this way or what group went this way, their lives manifested that was evident in their life. It had been revealed to them that their place with shamefacedness, meekness, and all that's there for a lady. And the same for brothers, true brothers that truly understood how they were to govern their home and how they should lead and guide their family and where they should be. And their lives was evident. Yes. Their homes was in order. Their families was in order. It just showed forth the love that was there in manifesting Christ. Yes. And how each time down through the ages, we've seen God be able to do that. And how he's not changed. He's the same. Yes. The same work that he did in people's lives he's still doing today. And when he's been revealed to someone and they truly understand the purpose for which they've been sent and God's revealed himself to them, it puts their mortal body into action. Yes, and it bears fruit and shows forth the evidence that they're not of this world. They're just passing through. And it'll be evident in everything they do. You'll see it in their conversation. You'll see it in the way they handle life situations and their goals and their ambitions. It's evident that their purpose they've seen. As Paul said, if you then be risen with Christ, set your affections on things above. It shows forth in their life where their love is, where their heart is, and what their longing is for. Amen? And it can't be hid. As Brother Branham put it like this in Works as Faith Expressed, also paragraph 156, Noah's works expressed to man what his faith was in God's promise. And God met Noah and he said, Noah, it's going to rain. I'm going to destroy the whole earth with water. Now, it had never rained. That was the impossibility. Prepare an ark of the dimensions I'll tell you about. And being a carpenter, he went to work and began to take his foot adez and everything to cut the boards and fix it up with shittim wood. And he put the pitch in just like he said. And do you imagine what people thought about that man and how people think that today about a Christian? You know, I had the message, perfect faith. I must have left it laying. It's okay. Well, there must be a reason for it. Amen. I was almost concerned to read it because I thought it might interfere. So maybe there is a purpose. Amen. So he says, the man is actually crazy because he says it's going to bring water out of the heavens and there's no water up there. But you see, Noah didn't think about that. His works was expressing to the people what his faith was and what God said would take place. He was a mystic. They couldn't understand him. Why do you do that? Why do you live like that? Why do you hold so faithful to those things that you feel the prophet delivered unto you? Because it wasn't just a man speaking to us, but it was God speaking to me. The same as God spoke to Noah here. And God is still speaking to us through his precious word, through his provided channels as we gather around his precious word. And the Holy Spirit is here to bring back whatever's on the menu. It's God, the Holy Spirit, doing a work in our hearts and our lives to make sure that we can hear it. For by faith cometh by the hearing. And as we hear that word, oh, the womb of the soul is open and it goes down in and then you watch it bring forth fruit and bear fruit, much fruit. Amen. Because if it don't, it'll be purged. Amen. He says, would take place. And that's the reason the genuine Christian separates himself from everything but the word of God. No matter what people think, what anybody else says, he's a separated. He isn't just saying that. If he is, he won't be long till his works will be made known, and he'll fall back and slip in his ways, join this, that, start. He'll show what he is. But if he's genuine, and if the word of God has bedded into him, then it's going to bring forth of its kind, and you'll see that man preparing for that great hour. See, that's the way Noah did. Amen. And you can't help yourself once it's been embedded in you. Yeah. And you see you've been called for a purpose. And you see what the Holy Spirit and God is wanting to do in our lives. And as he's revealing himself, it can't help but to make these bodies. Just as he gave you the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it was the earnest of the resurrection. Yes. These bodies had already turned heavenly. Mm-hmm. And oh my, has it as I said, your affections, your desires, your ambitions, everything changes its focus. And it's very evident that, oh my, look at Abraham as he set out. Amen. He wasn't concerned what everyone else thought. He didn't care. You're going to have a baby when you, you're how old? What's going to happen? How's that going to be? Oh, he didn't care. He staggered not. But he was strong in faith, giving God the glory, knowing that what he promised, he was more than able to perform. Yes. Amen. Sometimes in the human minds, people want to, well, it couldn't be this way because God couldn't do that. Oh, he wouldn't do that. That's kind of out of the bounds. God can do whatever he wishes. And he will do what he said he will do. And he'll perform it, though it be outside of the bounds of the human thinking. He will make his word come to pass. And works as faith expressed, this was paragraph 212. He says, notice, I skipped. Amen. I don't know how I did that. Yeah, here we go. Let's drop down here to paragraph 213 in Works as Faith Expressed. Like a man says he's married, and Brother Branham was, this is where he was talking about the two scriptures we read at the beginning. But just like how he tied this together just a little bit. Like a man that says he's married, and yet he can't produce and show that he has a wife. You can doubt his claims. Uh-huh. A man say, I'm married, where's your wife? Oh, I don't know about that. Be kind of a hard thing for me to believe him. You say, where's your wife? Well, I don't know. I ain't going to believe it. You see, if you have what you say you have, I have faith. How are you going to show me you got faith? Mm-hmm. By your work, see? I'm married. How do I know you're married? This is my wife, see? There you are. Mm-hmm. I'm married. This is my husband. I'm healed. How do you know? By works. My work shows my faith, see? What are you speaking of? Your faith is what God sees in you. Your works is what other people see in you. God expressing himself. It's not you. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But it is a gift, the grace of God, to each one of us. Amen. As he has taken us over a life you can't live yourself. Amen. This is the other people seeing you. And that's for the difference between James and Paul here explaining about Abraham. They never contradicted one another. They were both the same. Married. So is faith that doesn't produce works. Anyone has a right to doubt your testimony. Mm-hmm. Now, do you hear it? Before we start a prayer line, if your faith doesn't produce works with it, you can't make anyone believe that you're healed. You say, well, I don't know, see? Why, yeah, sure, I got all the faith in the world. You don't, because if you are and got faith, then works is married to faith. They're husband and wife, and one identifies the other. Let's think of Abraham for just a few minutes. Abraham got that holy union in complete, see, and he got the whole thing together. And he called things contrary to his faith as though it was not, and acted on the same principle. Mm-hmm. I can imagine after about 20 years, somebody come by and said, Father of Nations. Huh? Abraham said, your name was Abram, which means Father of Nations. Just how many children do you have right now, Abraham? Didn't matter. He didn't stagger. He was strong in faith. Amen. Amen. Holding. In the moments in time of which we're facing, how I truly see we must each one as individuals. Amen. We've got to be that strong.
Yes.
And our faith, mm-hmm. not the faith of my brother, not the faith of my sister, not the faith of my church or my pastor,
Amen.
But my faith has to be that strong mm-hmm. to hold me. And to be able to call things that are not as though they were. And to be able to stand still with all of the impersonations that will come around. What about this quote? What about that quote? What about this? What about that? You may not have an answer. You may not be able to fully spell it out for the way that the person that's coming at you may want to hear it. But just be patient and hold still. Give the Holy Spirit its way. Amen. It'll work out. God will prove his word just the same. Amen. And it'll bring it together. You know, sometimes as human beings, we think we always have to have an answer. We expect it of that. When somebody asks you, I got to answer them. No, be patient. Be still. and know that I am God. Wait upon the Lord and let him work it out in his time, and it'll bring it to his glory and to his honor. Amen. Let's see here. Amen. This is in the message. Yeah, let's go ahead and just read this, just to throw it in our hearts as we're speaking about this being put into action. Romans 8 and 14, just very familiar scripture, 8 and 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. Oh, just think about it. The gift that he gives you in the baptism of the Holy Ghost and being born again, a seed that was already down inside. Yes. Prepared before there was a moon or a star to receive this word in this day, in this age. And that it would bring this mortal flesh under subjection to God's precious word. And bring forth fruit. And bring forth a manifestation that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he said his word would do, it's doing through human flesh again today, as it did on the day of Pentecost, and it done down through the ages of those that received the new birth and had that Holy Spirit in their life. Here in the It Is the Rising of the Sun, paragraph 155. If the spirit that raised up him from the dead, the world, the dynamic of the word dwells in you, it also quickens your mortal body. And how we flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, because quickly, while we're yet mortal sinners, mortal, ready to die, these bodies, it quickens that body. What quickens? Brings to life. The spirit that was once like to drink, run around, commit adultery, and all these, it quickened it. Why? The thing died, and you are resurrected, and it quickens your mortal body. Therefore, your body is the temple of the dynamics. Because why? From the beginning, you are part of the mechanics. Oh, and there is your resurrection. There is the church in the resurrection with him. These bodies right now are quickened. See, you've heard, you believe, and it changed you from a denomination to the word. The dynamics, if it comes upon water, it just splutter. Days of miracles is past. Pomp, pomp, pomp. Oh, I believe this Bible. Pomp, pomp, pomp. There ain't no, just pomp, no action. It's just like a car. You put water in a gas tank. And that's what he was talking about, the Cadillacs, if you'll remember. Just think about it. Yes. They could say it's gasoline all day long. Put it in there. But if it's water, there's put it on spark, it ain't going to do anything. Yeah. But when he hits that 1,000 octane, whir, away she goes, you see? Mm-hmm. How, why, the dynamic strike that. But it strikes a chicken, it won't do no good. Mm-hmm. But when it strikes the eagle, he moves out. Amen. Yeah. And the dynamics with the mechanics, see what I mean? That is it. If he is a true eagle now, he will understand. Yeah. And we are truly coming to that age. The wheat and the tares have grown together for a long time. Yes. But you've got to remember, as this faith comes, as it's truly hearing the word, and God begins to reveal himself more and puts the word together more, it's laying here. Are we looking for a new book to come out? No, the God's word is here. We're looking for the inspiration and the revelation of the things that have already been delivered to us. To catch a reality that maybe we've so easily, maybe we put it in our mind as, well, it's not quite like that. Somebody said it like this. Somebody said it like that. But you got to lay it all aside and get ourselves out of the way and lay open before the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, teach me your ways. Open up my understanding to your word, Lord, in a manner that I've never seen. Amen. And all, he will make the change and the difference. But oh my, how it truly is, as you go through God's word and you see all the examples. We've seen what he can do. When that revelation come in people's hearts, all that they've done, all God has done through their life with the actions that their mortal bodies was carrying forth, showing the life lived. Yes, heathens dance in the spirit, heathens jump and do all of these things, but that pure life, that sweet humility, reverence yes. before God, brotherly kindness, true love one to another, that'll hide a multitude of sins, all yes. oh, mine, upholding one another, all of these things, compassion and all that was there, and for God and his love and his word, oh my, how we ought to be so thankful to see yes. the age in which we're living, and realizing we are a portion of that people. that we feel the Holy Spirit drawing on our hearts and moving us to that place. Don't get earthbound. Don't get your stakes drove so deep that you can't let loose of this world or your desire to stay here. But look what's laying just ahead. Amen. Keep your eyes on the purpose for which you've been sent. Hallelujah. You know, just so many wonderful things as you think of Jesus knowing the purpose he was sent for, knowing what laid ahead of him before it could all take place, the pain, the agony, the shame, but he endured it all for us. Amen. And how that ought to put such a love in our hearts that it don't matter what we have to endure, we're going to see this race finished. Amen. By his mercy and grace. Though he slay me, yet I'll serve him. Amen. You can truly see the things that were written, why they were so inspired to be written down. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. But just a few little nuggets. Amen. And praying that they'll just gel in our hearts. Yeah. Just hold them dear and just keep letting it build. Mm-hmm. And may God continue to just, you know, I didn't want to go this direction at all this evening. I was going to do something else. But you know, God's got a purpose in everything. Yes, and as I said, this might have just been the peas on the plate. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. It takes those sometimes to mix with the others to get what we need. But by God's grace, he's doing a work in our lives, saints. Yes. And may we truly yield ourselves to him greater than we ever have. And truly, don't let this world have what they want. Let them do what they will. But oh, keep your attention focused on him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah. That's a simple little chorus, but can we sing that little chorus, "He's Still Working on Me"? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Sells, you may have to help me if you...
He's still working on me. He made me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars.
Still working on me. Amen. Such a precious thing to know he's working on you. You know, I couldn't help but to think, I'll tell you, when I was thinking about, of course, many things our brother was saying, it just gels together so good, you know, with what the Holy Spirit's wanting us to bring out. And just to think about Abraham again. Now, here Abraham, again, just get it in your mind. Here he is, an old man. No way possibly that he could have children. Then God gives him a promise, he's going to have a son. So then, knowing by faith, as the Holy Spirit revealed to him, he's going to have a son. Knowing his body had to change to have that son. And then all the things that would have had to happen. Brother Bram talked about many times how they would have made fun of him. You know, talking about buying the bird's eyes, the booties, you know, and people asking, what are you doing that for? Oh, there's no way, Abraham, you can do that. Well, look how old you are. Look how old Sarah is. This is impossible. You know, the enemy always has something to say about it. But just to know how faith held him, what had been revealed to him held him. And I think about us. When we really find out we're in a rapture, Oh my, there'll be all kinds of things that'll come against that. Our flesh, things people will say, things will happen, tests and trials. But what we get a hold of by faith is going to hold us. And one day it's going to change these bodies. I'm looking forward to it. I've said many times already, and I'll probably say it a lot more by the time I'm done. But I'm just looking forward to it. Amen. Raising up in the mornings. Lord, is this today? Is this today? Lord, could be. Could be tomorrow morning. Don't know what God's going to do during the night, do you? Oh, something marvelous could happen during the night. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Maybe just you go in your room, sit down, and just all of a sudden the Holy Spirit dealing with your heart. Pouring revelation into you, and you're just feeling the inspiration and the anointing of the Holy Ghost on you. And oh, my, you just feel like something's building up and something's going to happen. Oh, just think of that. It could happen. Yes, it could. But where are we and what condition are we in to receive that? Oh, glory to His name. I love Him, and I'm getting ready to leave this world. How about you? Glory to God. Let us bow our heads. Well, before I dismiss, I want to mention Brother Smith, George Smith, will be here, Lord willing, February the 6th on a Thursday evening. And I got to make sure maybe Brother Timothy can get a hotel for him. But Lord willing, he'll be here on the 6th and have service with us. He's going to be passing through and going to Cleveland from there. Like I say, Lord willing, Lord permit, and weather and all that. So that's what the plans are. And he said, can't wait to see my good friends. And I said, yes. I said, we can't wait to see you. It's been quite a while since you've been here. And so we had a good little conversation about a few things. And then when he was getting ready to hang up, I said, I'm going to bring you something. He said, good. I said, good. So Lord willing, we're just praying, Lord, to be dealing with his heart. And anybody you can get to come want to be with us that night, you know, make sure you tell people about it if you know anybody would like to be here. All right, let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's just, again, been so good, just so wonderful to be here, Father. You know, sometimes I think about it, Father, just in a kind of a natural way. You know, just for the flesh and how cozy it is. You know, we see these, you know, cold days, dreary, and just seems the coldness goes in deep into our body. And then I remember when I was young, Lord, we had the old wood stove. And we'd maybe be out working all day on the farm, the cold weather, the wind blowing, and just seemed to get chilled clear to the bones. And then we'd go in the home and sit down with the old wood stove. And that would just feel so good and so cozy. But Lord, there's just something about when we come in here with the Holy Spirit. It's just so cozy, Lord, and feels so good. And Lord, we've been out around the people in the world and been on the job, and just things happen. And then, Lord, you make this opportunity for us to gather together in one mind and one accord and in the Spirit. And just, again, Lord, just feels so cozy, just so wonderful. And we appreciate that, Lord, so very much. You just, there's so many ways you think so good of your people and want it to be good for them. And Father, we appreciate that. We're just thankful for the word tonight. It's just been so good to see things gelling together. We just trust you'll, by the Holy Spirit, keep these things in our heart. Because Father, it will all gel together in what subject you want us to be on. So we ask that you would bless us with that. Just again, go with us. Keep us safe, Lord. And if you should tarry, just bring us back the next time. May we come back hungering for the word of God. And again, Lord, that you would have that preeminence in our lives. So we thank you for everything now. Just bless us. Through thy Son's name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Do you love him? Oh, he's so precious. Hallelujah. Are you happy? Better get happy. If you ain't, you better be. Amen. Happy people will run over you. Amen. Praise God. May God richly bless you. We love you. Be safe.